Mourad Ben Chalali, thanks for talking to us today.
Merci à vous.
How do you explain that after everything you went through, you didn't get radicalized?
J'ai toujours essayé de prendre du recul.
I've always tried to get some distance from what I was living through. In Guantanamo, I talked to the guards. They told me about why they joined the army, about the trauma of 9/11. Before they came, they'd been told that the world's worst terrorists were locked up in Guantanamo. And then they saw that wasn't necessarily the truth. They also said that when they returned home, they'd tell people about the injustice they'd seen there. So they made an effort to understand us, and I felt like trying to understand them too. I regret what I did, and if I had my time again, I wouldn't go to Afghanistan. I've always believed it was a mistake, but I didn't deserve Guantanamo or prison in France.
When you were in prison, did people try and recruit you to the jihadist cause?
Il fallait faire le djihad.
Bah moi j'ai toujours eu malgré tout des bases par rapport à la religion.
I already had a good grounding in Islam, so I had the tools to be able to weigh up the arguments they tried to give me, to see what was true and what was false. And you don't have to adhere to that radical discourse, even if you hear it, close hand. Radical Islam is not Ebola. It's not a contagious disease you catch by frequenting contaminated people.
You've been going, for example, into schools in Belgium and in Switzerland. When you started to reach out and want to speak to young people, why not in France?
J'ai toujours constaté que passer la frontière, le regard qu'on avait sur moi était différent.
Outside France, people looked at me in a different way. In Switzerland and Belgium, I was seen as a former Guantanamo prisoner who'd learned lessons from his experience rather than having sympathy for terrorism. French people looked at me as if there couldn't be smoke without fire. They thought that if I'd been in Afghanistan, it was because I was planning attacks in France. And then the fact I was jailed here in France. You know, of all the Europeans who came back from Guantanamo, only the French ones got tried again once they came back here. That certainly influenced public opinion. People thought we were necessarily guilty.
What's changed in terms of the way you're seen now?
Je pense qu'avec les attentats de Charlie Hebdo, avec le départ des jeunes qui partent pour la Syrie,
I think that the Charlie Hebdo attacks and the fact that more and more people are leaving for Syria has made the authorities, public opinion, and also the media think more deeply about the phenomenon. I've been trying to share my experience with young people since 2006, and it's finally starting to be possible in France. Thank goodness.
Donc ça commence à se faire ici en France, et tant mieux.
Qu'est-ce que vous dites alors? What are you saying to these young people?
Ben moi je leur raconte mon histoire, c'est tout. Je fais pas de jugement moral.
I just tell them my story. I'm not preaching. Guantanamo, the American bombings, the torture, French prison, all the problems I had because of leaving for Afghanistan. I tell them it was a mistake, that the reality was very different from what I imagined, and that I saw the group for what it really was. The Taliban abandoned us. As soon as the Americans started bombing, they ran off. So I saw their true colors. Maybe people who idealize leaving for Syria will understand that the reality can be completely different. So I just tell my story and hope the same thing won't happen to them.
En espérant qu'il n'y ait pas les mêmes conséquences pour eux.
Mourad Ben Chalali, thank you.
Merci à vous.